The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Professor Victor Dankwa, says although corruption seems to be endemic, there is still hope of reducing it. He called for vigilance in checking corruption rather than giving up and conforming to the trend. Professor Dankwa was speaking at the launch of a compliance manual for anti-money laundering and combating financial terrorism in Accra. Here is a report by Eugenia Jumo.
Professor Dankwa said in fulfilling the mandate of the commission in regulating the securities market, there will be continued collaboration with other regulatory bodies on financial corruption to reduce the rising trend. He noted that a compliance manual will enable members of the securities market to check financial corruption. It will also support the commission's effort at improving the capital market.
Let us accept that it's become part of us. We can't do anything about it. And we all are in it. That's a sorry state to describe our circumstances. Something can be done about it. We can detect what is legitimate business, what is legitimate income, and we should help in saving resources that can be used for the betterment of all of us. This document helps us to be on alert to see when some inflow of money should be questioned. We should not be part of it. We should try and be part of the solution so that we would have a better future. Our resources can be used for our development.
A representative of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Samwaba, said the highly advanced methods used in money laundering has made it a threatening phenomenon. He therefore called for strict observance of regulations in the compliance manual and the standard recommendations for the Financial Action Task Force to assist in dealing with money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism.
Money laundering has proven to be a menace to the world, and the effort required for its prevention as well as its detection and prosecution of offenders are enormous. This is usually because of the sophisticated techniques used by criminals to launder money. Since the fight against money laundering and terrorist finances is seen as a chain in which all countries are linked, it is expected that Ghana will ensure the adoption of an effective anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism network and comply fully with the 40+9 recommendation of the Financial Action Task Force.
Dr. Samwaba, the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, ending that report by Eugenia Jumo.